Hi, this is Frank, Certified Credit Repair Specialist with AccreditPros. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm good. I'm John. I'm with AM1. I have Alicia here on the line, and I have her phone number here for you too, if you need it.
Yeah, go ahead.
It is 404-957-7412. And Alicia, she's looking for 2500. She has no offers. Just want to see if you could help her score improve a little.
All right, go ahead and send her over. Thank you.
Thank you. Here she comes.
Hi, this is Frank, Certified Credit Repair Specialist with AccreditPros. How are you doing today, Alicia?
Good, yourself?
I'm okay. Thank you for asking, Alicia. So, Alicia, you've been transferred over to us to improve your credit because your credit score was not high enough to qualify for a loan with a reasonable interest rate, correct?
I believe so.
Okay. And when was the last time that you looked at your credit report?
A couple months ago.
Okay. And what are you looking for the loan for?
Bills.
Some bills? Okay. Is this the first time that you applied or have you been denied before?
I haven't applied to anything.
Okay. And do you know what your credit score is, Alicia?
I don't.
You don't? Okay. Don't worry. Let's go ahead and get an update look at your credit summary. Come up with a game plan and improve your credit situation together. Now, Alicia, I could assure that this is only a courtesy pull. It's not going to be affecting your credit score in any way. We do use a special technology to protect your information at all times, all right? All right, Alicia. So I have your last name as Kolb. Do you have a middle initial? M as in Mary? Okay. So, Alicia, I have your email as aliciacobe007@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. So, I could go ahead and pull up your credit report request. Could you go ahead and provide me with your social security number, please?
391-944-498.
Okay. Thank you very much, Alicia. Would be your date of birth?
March 1st, 1985.
1985. So you're all right. So, and what would be your zip code?
30319.
Okay, Glen, Georgia. Okay, what would be your street address, Alicia?
1200 Reserve Drive.
What was the name of the street again?
It's 1200 Reserve Drive, and that is Reserve.
Reverse drive, all right.
No
Okay, so
reserve.
reserve.
Yeah, Reserve. I'm sorry, I lost my voice over the weekend.
Yeah, I do understand. Don't worry. I'll try not to ask too many questions, okay? But we do need to have some questions. I have some security questions for you. I will give you the question for possible answers, and you could also answer none of the above, okay? So, Alicia, you may have opened a student loan in around November 2021.
Yes, that's
Okay,
possible.
who was the lender for this account? Was it Union Bank, KeyCorp, Commerce Bank, Mohela Education of Mohela Department of Education, or none of the above?
I don't know. I think it was the Department of Education. I really don't know. I know I got a grant.
Okay.
I don't know.
Which of the following is a current or a previous employer? Is it LDI Industries, Intercoastal Research, Langley Tax, Montgomery Awards? None of the above.
A recent employer,
It could
Langley
be
Tax.
a previous or a current.
So can you say them again?
LDI Industries, Intercoastal Research, Langley Tax, Montgomery Awards.
Langley Tax.
Thank you. Okay, according to our records, you previously lived in Jasmine. Please choose the city where this street is located. Is it in Newnan, Morrow, Fayetteville, Langridge? None of the above.
None of the above. You said Jasmine?
Uh-huh, Jasmine.
No, I don't. I've never lived anywhere of Jasmine.
No, this
Jasmine
is Jasmine's
Street.
Jasmine Street, uh-huh?
No, not from it. No, never lived on Jasmine Street.
Okay, thank you.
Hello.
All right, so Alicia, your score right now is in 489. Okay, I only see that you only have one hard inquiry. The hard inquiry, it's every time you get a hard pull from your credit summary, you get hit, so be careful with that. Always make sure it's only courtesy pulls. I see that you have eight accounts in major derogatory trade lines. The major derogatory trade lines are accounts that have more than 3 months late. I see that you have four accounts in third-party collections. And the amount in collections, Alicia, is $1,955. Okay.
Okay.
So, Alicia, I did ask you what was your main source of income. You're in full employ, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, based on the information, Alicia, the best option that we have for you would be the Success Plus program. Now, on this program, Alicia, you would be receiving a client portal. This is a unique client portal. You're going to be seeing the improvement of your credit score 24/7. You are going to be seeing the items that we're going to be working on and the items that we're going to be removing. Like, for example, Alicia, you have 14 negative accounts. From those 14 negative accounts, you have one, two, three, four, five. You have four, around seven accounts that are already closed, just sitting on your credit. We need to dispute them to remove them from theirs for them to stop hitting your credit, okay?
Okay.
So, also, you would be seeing the benefits that we have for you and your credit score. And of course, you're going to be having access to your credit information at all times. Now, Alicia, because we know that you're looking for a loan, we do have the Loan Wizard tool. On this Loan Wizard tool, you're going to see it on the client portal, on your unique client portal. This Loan Wizard tool, you're going to be able to apply for the loan that you're looking for from day one. And of course, the more that you work on your credit, the better payment options and interest rates you're going to be getting. Okay? But you're going to be able to apply from day one once you become active. Also, Alicia, you will be receiving a line of credit of up to $5,000 from nationalcreditdirect.com. This is not a credit card, meaning that you're not going to be able to buy gas or fast food. Purchases are made directly online. And the purpose of this line of credit is for you to establish a good payment history month after month on Experian and boost up your credit score, okay? Also,
Okay, you said I would have to use it online.
online, that's correct. And you could purchase smart TVs, smartphones, even jewelry, furniture, anything that you need, it's going to be available there. Okay. And also, you would be receiving unlimited dispute letters. With these dispute letters, Alicia, we're going to be working on disputing all the negative items that you identify as misleading, inaccurate, outdated, and unverifiable, like the ones that I was telling you that are already closed on your credit. And once we're going to be disputing the three, we're going to challenge the three credit barriers at the same time. We're the only company that challenges the three credit barriers. Other companies just challenge one by one. That's why they take forever. Okay. With us, it's only an average of 6 months to see your credit score on top. Okay.
Okay.
Once we help you clean up your credit score, if for some reason something shows up again in the future, you will be having lifetime guarantee. And of course, we also have the credit builder loan. The credit builder benefit, it would be that every payment that you do for the service, it is reported through the three credit barriers. We're going to be appearing as credit builder loans. And it would be like if you would be buying positive coins, all right? So now, Alicia,
Okay.
the program that I'm talking about does have an initial fee. The initial fee would be of 119 month after month, no long-term obligations. You pay as you go services. There is no cancel. There's no contract, and you could cancel once you see your credit score where you want to see it. And because we know that you're looking for a loan, Alicia, you could also start the service with only $12.95. Go after the loan that you're looking for and do the initial fee 2 weeks from now. That's one option. What would be easier for you?
Okay, you said $12 for
$12.95 to activate the service. We would be starting to work on your credit, and also you would be activating the client portal, and you could go after the loan. And then there'll be initial fee 2 weeks from now.
What's initial 2 weeks?
The 2 weeks on the initial fee, that would be $149. If you have the initial fee, you could go ahead and start with only $119, and you would be saving $20 plus the $12.95 if we would be working with the $119 today.
Okay, but I'm a little confused with the 2 weeks. What happens in 2 weeks?
In 2 weeks, if you start with the $12.95, you would be doing the initial fee 2 weeks from now. That's when you're only going to be doing the initial fee, but your service will be getting started with only the $12.95.
Okay, well, the initial fee is $119, right?
$119. Uh-huh. If you do that today, if you're going to do the $12.95 today to activate only the two and go after the loan, the initial fee 2 weeks from now would be of $149.
Okay, are you saying $12 or $1,200?
No, $12.95.
Okay, well, I could go ahead and just do the initial fee. Is that going to get things started?
Yeah, that would be getting started. The initial fee, you meant the $119?
Yeah.
Or the $12.95?
The $119.
Perfect. So let's go ahead and do the $119 then. That would be activating all the tools. And you're going to be using a debit or a credit card.
Debit.
All right, I'm ready when you are for that 16-digit number that you're going to be using.
Five two seven five. Oh shoot! Hold on, you know what?
Uh huh.
1 second. I want to use a different card.
Okay.
One second, hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Take your time.
Yes, I'm trying to switch.
No, don't worry. Take your time. Just let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, I'm going to use a different card. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Don't worry. It happens, Alicia.
Okay.
All right.
It is 4-4.
Four four.
4-4-0-3. I just transferred money to this card. I don't know if it's on here. 4-4-0-3. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
4-4-0-3.
9-3-1-2.
9-3-1-2. 8-3.
8-3-9-0.
Uh-huh.
4-0-5-1.
Okay. 4-0-5-1. Okay. Expiration date?
08-24.
All right. 2024. Okay, and your CVV code?
What else you need?
The CVV code?
690. 1 second, let me make sure that a transfer is 690 before you click anywhere.
Okay.
I want to make sure the money is transferred over.
Yeah, let me know.
Yeah, it should be in there.
All right, perfect. You don't need to remove any locks before I process the payment?
Locks?
Yeah, sometimes you have a lock that you need to remove before I process a payment. That's why I ask. No?
No.
Okay. No. I will just need to go over the credit card disclosure. We need your authorization in order to process the initial payment of $119 to be charged today. The standard procedure dictates that the card resulting in decline will be subject for a re-intent for enrollment. We will not overdraft the accounts if the funds are not available, okay?
Okay.
Bear with me, please. I'm still with you. Thank you. The payment did go through. Now, I just sent you a text message, Alicia, to your phone number. Could you verify that you received it so I could go ahead and move forward, please?
Okay. You need to click on the link?
No, you already received it?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, I will need to transfer you over to the ACE advisory. He's going to verify that I placed all the information correctly. It's very important for you to listen to the complete message. He's going to be asking also for a user and a password, okay? You're going to be activating your client portal. Once you activate it, you could go ahead and start using it and go after the loan also that you're looking for. And also, you're going to see the line of credit, okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the Credit Pros, Alicia, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. It's been a pleasure, all right?
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. I'll transfer you now.